Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Has anybody in the room tried to do, like, beauty stuff to themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It go terribly wrong?
No.
Yeah.
Really? Like, what'd you try to do?
I bleached my hair at home.
You did?
Yeah. My wife helped me.
We
definitely got the wrong color of the toner, because you gotta put the toner on afterwards to get it the nice color, and I got not the right kind, so it was just very.
Did you get purple shampoo too?
I did. Okay. Yeah.
Was this recent?
No, it was a long time
ago. Has purple shampoo been around forever?
I think so.
Yeah, it helps take the tinge off.
I've seen that with.
It takes it from like yellow to silver, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you bleach it and it takes all the color out.
Were you trying to like frost your tips?
No, I just had like M&M, like just blonde hair. Just
although he did
hair.
Have frosted tips.
Eventually, yeah, because then I had to cut it, and then it's not blonde underneath. But yeah, I did it at home, and I got the wrong color, so I had to go back to Sally's Beauty the next day with the terrible like orange hair.
Is Sally's Beauty still a thing, or did I get taken over by Ulta?
No, it's still around.
So they're competing with Ulta?
Yeah.
And hey, Sally, I just want you to know I'm an Ulta guy.
And there's just lines of guys who have bleached their hair. Just waiting.
You don't send somebody else. You don't go in there when you.
No, I had to ask. I'm like, what? Help me.
Help me. What's on
my
head?
She's like, I know exactly what you need.
Really?
You'll stand right behind those gentlemen over there. They're all.
Wait, what did she have you do though?
So I got a different color of the toner, which changed it. I had to get the platinum. I did like honey blonde or something, and it turned it too orange. And it was like, no, you need to get like white, which everything's. Dulls it down. Like you get white, but it's not actually white. It's like that's the pure platinum blonde. I don't know. It was too confusing.
I never wanted to spend this much time thinking about your hair.
Thank you.
But I know it's gorgeous. Now that you've left it au naturel, you're so much prettier.
Oh, thank you. Well, then it was a beauty blender too, because then I had the bleached hair for a while and I did it like a couple times once I figured it out. But then I had like a job interview or something. And I'm like, I don't want bleached hair. So then I dyed it back brown and then it looks even worse because it's
all
just
one tone.
Now it looks like.
It looked like a teddy bear to me. Like it's just one color and just flat and just.
Which is why I won't dye my beard, because I don't want to look like it's got shoe polish on it.
I could touch it up and make it look still natural and not the one color.
I could too. There was another line at Sally's Beauty for just the same thing.
Do you guys want to have a competition where one of you does one side of my face and the other does the other side of my face?
I would love that.
So there's a woman who put on the fake tanner. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you go to Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Who used to work here and let her spray. But there's something
you can get that too.
Put on your face.
Yeah, at home.
Oh, yeah, like the cream or something?
Self-tanner? But then you got to take it off.
Oh. Yeah, it's what you do. It's any spray tan. You have to rinse it off.
So if you go, you've had Amber spray you before, right?
Yeah.
When you're done, she's like, go shower in 2 hours.
Yes.
And you set a timer or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this woman put it all over herself, definitely all over her face. But like in the selfie she took, her hand is the same color.
Oh, no.
And then she fell asleep. for like 8 hours.
Are you supposed to use a glove or something to apply it?
No, because I think she wanted to be tan everywhere.
Okay.
You do
You're not
use
just
a glove.
Tanning your face.
No, you do use a glove to like help, but then you get your hands after.
Dude, it's bad. It's bad.
So she fell asleep with it on,
yes.
And it just.
When I first read the headline, I thought she fell asleep in a tanning bed.
So did I,
and I was very concerned.
Because then she'd be in the hospital. Because then,
yeah.
Like somebody at the tanning salon would be like, "Does anybody want a gyro? Because I smell rotating cooking meat." But it's it was she was just had the self tanner on.
Mm.
She eventually got she showered long enough for it to come off.
Mm-hmm.
But like. Here's what I thought we would do. Based on TX frosted tips and this over-tanned woman, I want to talk to people who've done a beauty blunder. It doesn't, mm-hmm. You don't even have to do it to yourself. It's like you went to a place, like I haven't had, I used to have a girl who would pop the blackheads on my nose.
Yeah.
Like when you go to an esthetician, they do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I wanted to do the Biore strip thing.
Those are so fun.
I bought like an off-brand.
Oh,
it
no.
literally
oh,
ripped
no.
the skin off
yeah.
my... I had, like, complicated, rashy acne on my face. Because, like, it's on there, and I'm like... and I couldn't get it off, and you're like... and it just, like...
Oh, gosh.
Because you know the fun of looking at a Biore strip with all the little trees
yeah.
that are your blackheads? It mm-hmm. was trees, but it also had the roots.
Oh, God.
It was like a layer of skin on top of it. So, I mean, that's not as important as... you know, turning yourself deep shades of brown or frosting your tips too far. So if you've hurt yourself in the name of beauty, we call them beauty blunders. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
I did see a story about a dude in China who he wanted to be a professional basketball player. So he found this center that would electrify him basically to make him taller. And it didn't work.
Shock therapy?
Yeah.
That doesn't make your bones grow, bud.
Yeah.
To make you taller. I don't. And also, did he have game to begin with? Like, it's not just tall.
great like, question. Got, yeah.
So the other, I don't, they don't all have to be DIY, but like, when you try to do things, here's what I think the problem is. The internet is horrible because it's like,
they
how much is the
so
thing
easy.
Where you do the like then like a scalpel on your face?
Oh, you can get those at I get mine at Target.
Dermablade.
Yeah. Dermaplaning.
A professional yeah. should do that.
It's easy.
Yeah, we have one.
You have a Dermablade.
I think so. We have something.
Dude, look up
so easy.
Dermablade gone bad. There is a whole thing cuz people you give just like I did with the fake Biore thing.
Mm.
You give yourself like more acne because you take a layer of skin off and then your skin like sends a bunch of oil up there to try to fix it and then you get like ingrown hairs and acne.
It depends
and,
on
like,
your skin type for sure.
The only other one I remember, and it's kind of another hair thing like T-Hack, I had friends because I already had natural streaks in my hair. I don't know why my hair is like a calico cat.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes back in the day would go put lemon in their hair.
Oh yeah.
I used to
and
do
then
that
go
too.
Outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's product of that now. It's like Sun In or something.
That's not a good, especially like they'd spend a whole day at the beach and then you're basically have baked lemonade into the pores of your scalp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bugs are boring down into your brain. Your hair is like ruined. So
it never really worked. One time my wife, when we were just dating at the time, she came over to my apartment and she dyed her hair kind of like a red tint to it.
Okay.
And she did it in my bathroom. And then I came out and the tub was all red, like stained red. I'm like, oh, my deposit, you know, what's going to happen? And they're like, why did you do this here? Why did you do it at home? And she's like, well, my parents don't like when the tub gets red.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh.
Neither do I.
You're right.
All right. If you've done something bad in the name of beauty, we call them beauty blunders. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your blunders of the beauty variety.
Mm-hmm.
Try for pretty. No get. Irina?
Yay.
Beauty blunders, what'd you do?
It's very important that I say that this was during the summer, and I was very, very merry then. And I tried one of those, got one of those Mr. Pens where you microneedle at home, and they're really serious, like they're professional grade.
Where are you microneedling?
My face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it one of those like vacuum pen, like the strong sucker things?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not vacuum. It's like serious needles, like like 1 centimeter needles.
Can I ask why your marital status matters?
I will tell you in 1 second.
Okay.
So I was microneedling my face, and of course the YouTube video tells you to microneedle your neck as well. I didn't realize how thin the skin on our neck is.
Oh.
So when I microneedle my neck, I popped a nerve, or like one of those veins. Oh.
She gave herself a hickey.
I looked like I had a hickey for 3 weeks in the summer.
I told my mom the same thing in high school.
It was an exhaust pipe, Mom. A curling iron or something. So did he believe you that it was a microneedling, or?
Well, no, of course. Like, like you could see the pop vein, but other people, I'm sure, didn't.
Oh, yeah. But when when you're at Walmart.
That's fine. Let them judge.
But you thought I had a hickey one time.
Yeah, and I was happy for you.
No, you were very judgy.
I wasn't. I wanted to know who it was from.
How would I know? I was over to Irina's and we were microneedling. Thanks for the call, Irina. Christina.
Yay.
Beauty blunder, what happened to you?
I was 12 years old, and I used Sunin. My mom allowed me to do it over the summer, and then when school started, she told me I had to color my hair black. So I went to the store, got a color. It turned out to be a little too dark. And we weren't in the know back then. My mom put it in my hair, but because it was too dark, she took it out early. While it was still toning, and I had green hair for half a year. She wouldn't let me recolor it. She was
that really happens, allowed, doesn't so. It? Like it's green, yep. Green, like leprechaun green.
Super green. I had a sweater that matched perfectly.
Oh no!
Oh,
as long as you wear the sweater,
you're right.
It seems like it's an
you're
accessory.
A mean one, Mr. Grinch. No, that's before Billie Eilish made it cool and everything.
100%. Did you go to school like that?
Unfortunately, yes.
You had to, yeah.
So you were single till you graduated, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. Social life.
There goes that green girl hair. Green hair. Why is every word... Am I having a stroke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corey? Hello? Corey?
We lost her to a beauty blunder.
Oh, my God. All right. How do I... There we go. Heather.
Yay.
Beauty blunder. What happened?
So many years ago, I was in my early 20s, and I decided to do a at-home hair highlighting.
Okay.
And apparently didn't really think it through, so I did the top of my hair first, and I said, oh, I need to get the bottom. So I took the top of my hair, wrapped it up, clipped it on the top of my head so I could get the back, not realizing I'd already had the highlight on the top. So when I clipped it, I had a huge, big, round... blonde glob at the top of my head.
Oh no.
This is like, it would work if you were tie-dyeing.
Right.
But not. Yeah.
And it was like, I already have blonde hair, but it was like a bleach blonde. So I just had this huge bleach blonde glob on the very top of my head.
So you just stayed inside as a hideous person until it grew out?
I had to then go to a salon and have a color correction done.
Yep.
So they had to basically strip my hair and then redo it. Cost me a ridiculous amount of money, and I was there for like 6 hours.
I think at-home dye kits are put out by actual salons. They're like, go ahead and try it.
Yeah.
We'll see you in here in 3 days.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's time.
Let's do it.
News. News.
No!
No!
News.
No!
No!
You're just, no! It just
our
gets
only real
to a scream.
Hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Everything's news unless I say it's nope.
Good evening. Today is a beautiful day. It's November 5th. It is National Redhead Day.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to do this.
Of course.
How many of them are there? Do you know?
2% of the world are redheads.
Nope, I meant how many redhead days are there?
Oh.
Because it seems to me, like, I know the pancake lobby, whoever those people are.
It's like every month.
It's International Pancake Day. Oh, yeah. It's National Pancake Day. It's Colorado Pancake
it's
Day.
It's national here, obviously. There's I might be an international one, and then there are different countries
so
that have their own national.
So what are we supposed to be doing for you today?
Well, according to Google AI, there are multiple days to celebrate red hair.
Yeah, so. Every day, because it's beautiful.
This AI is in all it's cracked up to be. We know it's multiple.
But what do you want?
How many?
Because do I qualify?
No.
Look at my beard.
No.
If you look at my beard in the sunlight, I am a effing Viking.
And if you look at me with your eyes closed, like, no. No,
do you
it
want me
count.
To try to understand what you just meant by that? How do I look at you with my eyes closed?
Exactly.
I'm going to try.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's
you're just
my
annoying.
Point.
You're not a ginger right now. You're just annoying.
Redheads are considered mutants because of the genetic MC1R mutation.
Do you
makes it recessive?
Is there anybody with dark skin and red hair? Or yes. Do you always have pale?
No.
Like
there are,
every redhead I've ever known is like pale with freckles and
no, there are some beautiful combination of like dark skin,
really?
Red hair. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's stunning.
So you're saying there's Latina
yeah,
red
absolutely.
No way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be willing to take a look for you.
Yeah, no, I think maybe we should end news or no for right now. And that's real.
Yeah.
Because like there's definitely red hair in my family. And one of my brothers is a ginger and just super freckly. And like, mm-hmm. He's just like your typical dude. So I'm going to celebrate him. Huh. Is it weird that do you know this? Do redheads turn, it seems to me like redheads turn white.
Yes. They go like silver. They don't
like
go gray.
Silver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
I love it. I'm excited for it. And the rarest combination is red hair and blue eyes. So.
And what do you have?
They're a greenish blue.
I thought red hair, green eyes was rare.
I don't
green
know.
Is more
recessive.
Interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
Good evening. Good news, I guess, for Thanksgiving. I know you love Thanksgiving so much. Well,
what
this year.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
It's the next holiday.
Yeah,
I understand,
just doing a topical news story.
This is strange.
Why?
Aaron, you know him.
Yeah.
He hates Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but he's sharing news.
Yeah, but no, most newscasters have a bit of a bias.
I'm just an impartial.
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're trying to prove your impartiality?
Right.
Okay.
I just call balls and strikes.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Okay, it's all balls right now. Just keep going with your Thanksgiving story.
This year's Thanksgiving is the latest it can be, November 28th. It's mandated by federal law to be the fourth Thursday of November, and this is the latest. The last time this happened was in 2018, so...
Can I add a little news to that?
Sure.
It's also my buddy Josh's birthday.
Oh,
so the 28th on Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving this year. Josh, I want you to know that the turkey's not the only thing getting stuffed this year.
Okay.
You know what I'm getting at? I'm not going to.
Terrible holiday.
His birthday is a terrible holiday? What?
No, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
His birthday's fine.
Okay.
And whatever he do, are fine.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There are no ifs, ands, or buts about this newest trend in fashion. Showing a little bit of crack over the top of low-rise jeans is back in style.
Woo-hoo.
Actual crack.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
On girls.
It doesn't specifically say, but it is like butt cleavage.
Can we?
Yeah. Plumbers rejoice.
Can we have a weird moment?
Sure.
There's no way to prove it without both of you taking your pants down. But do
all
you,
right.
Do you find...
Say less.
Yeah, it won't be the first time this week.
Okay. Do you find that the male crack is longer than the female crack? I think men, like in the axe throwing of butt cleavage, it's more of a higher on the dartboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it goes clear up to the smaller of our back. And then like women, like there's more flat before your butt crack starts. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, it's more of a...
Pull up a thousand images of...
not
even on
the
work computer.
No.
I'm on it, boss.
You know what I'm saying? I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be sexual. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm confused. Are you saying men have longer cracks?
Men have way longer cracks than women do.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think, don't women have kind of a little curve right before, more so than men?
Their butt crack
typically
starts halfway into their butt, and our butt crack starts at like... Like if you don't have your pants all the way up on your waist, mm-hmm. you're seeing crack on a dude. A woman can wear low rise jeans and you can grab it and like pull down. Not that I'm saying I've done this at a mall and been kicked out for life, but like you can pull it down like a couple inches and still not get to crack. You're just like, oh my God, are you one of the cone
so
heads?
It starts like for women, it starts at cheek, at
kind
shelf.
Of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not insane. Please text into 51059. Women have less crack than men.
I'm with you. I agree. I see it. Yeah,
I've so never noticed. This I'll, is an I'll even be harder, on the lookout.
It's a harder trend for women to pull off, is what you're saying.
Yes,
to get their jeans low enough.
For you to have butt crack hanging out, do you know how low your jeans are going to have to be?
Yeah.
Will you just?
Whereas any plumber that comes over, it's like
pulling on your jeans right now where your crack starts. Mine starts right. Look, it's at my belt.
It is. Yeah.
Yes, and yours is way. I swear to God,
mine is way lower than
way
my belt.
Lower. Your butt is so, like...
It's literally so far down compared.
That's what I'm saying. And, it's something I've never had the courage to ask before. But, now that we're, that fashion trend is back, I'm like, that's got to be for men. Because, I can't describe how low you'd have to go. You have the dimples.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then down
you get a guy shooting pool, you'll see some crack. If
absolutely.
He leans over enough, it's guys are ready to have the crack
100%.
Pop out.
And it seems very strange that...
Aaron's Googling. I don't know what she's looking
up.
Good evening. New food trend is hitting the market for everyone who's on semiglutides, the Ozempic variety.
Yeah.
Smoothie King has a new menu that targets weight loss drug users. So if you're on these drugs, they have special drinks.
Smoothie King?
Yeah, that are just...
Is that a place we have here
just
in Colorado?
For you.
Yes.
We do?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm thinking of Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Sorry.
Yeah, and there's Jamba.
Yeah, there's a few. Colorado Boulevard... Leedsdale Drive.
Oh my God, they're
okay.
All in the terrible places.
Smoothie
to drive.
King, yeah.
Okay, so they have something.
Yeah, they're high in protein, low in sugar. So if you're on these drugs, you can order the special Ozempic smoothie.
Do they have something at Smoothie King that will make your butt crack longer?
I don't know, but
I don't think I want that.
Let's go to Smoothie King.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker, I think you'll understand where I'm coming from. I wonder if Aaron will or not. I'm looking
okay.
for her. So
yikes.
The other day, I got in my car and it wouldn't start. So I had to jump the car with my wife and everything. So we figure out it's the battery. So I go to the advanced.
I'm very proud of you for understanding this much.
Well, thank you.
You just seem like the guy who'd just be like, key, no turn, no, why?
My wife was there to help out, to guide me through it.
You understood. Did it make the sound?
It did. Yes, it did.
So you knew.
The clicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we jump the car and then I take it to advanced auto parts because they'll test your battery and whatever, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it there, and as I walk into just one of these places, right, with just real working men, you know, their fingernails are dirty, they've got grease on them, and then I walk in my in my palette of clothes and shoes
your
and my
capsule wardrobe
exactly
and your shoes that are worth more than the car they have in the parking
yes.
lot,
my coiffed hair, and I feel very out of place,
100%.
And I feel very self-conscious about
yes.
that because I'm aware that I feel like I'm not living up to what I'm supposed to be, as a man, right? These are men.
Mm.
These are working guys. They know how to fix a car. And I walk in and I'm like, fix it. You know, help me. I don't know what to do. And you would have to feel this way too, right?
Not at an auto parts store, but yes, I have felt that way.
Okay. Where do you feel it? Where you just feel like you're like, so these guys are different than me.
Well, there,
and
there
they're making fun of me.
Before I got into, you actually got me into Sunday Lawn Care. They're actually a Colorado company that you like, they examine your soil and blah, blah, blah.
They're awesome.
Before that, I had heard that like you get the good fertilizer from like the farm store.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to
go
to Agfinity. They have big like grain silos on the side of Highway 85 on your way to like Greeley. And there was a store right there and it was like, my dad was like, you need to get the 10-10-10 at Agfinity. And I'm like, oh my God, there's an Agfinity store. So I drove my little car in and I had my little skinny jeans on. I'm like, rah, rah, rah. And I walked in and it's just overalls and hay sticking out of mouths. And they're like, you lost? And I'm like, I just need 10-10-10. They're like, do you even know what that is? I'm like, I don't know. My dad sent me.
I know. That's the worst. Somebody sent me. I'm not.
I know I don't belong here, but just can I have things to make my lawn green?
So I knew you would feel this way.
Yes. Aaron is judging because you think we're
being...
I'm
not judging.
Is there anything like that for you that
you
walk in and
know?
You go...
Yes, for women. Is there a place where you're like, I'm not like these women are making fun of me. They just are. They
Because you don't wear a ton of makeup. Do you ever go somewhere, like if you ever needed like, oh, I got to buy some like MAC makeup and you walk in and they're just like looking at you going like, what are you even
Anywhere
doing here?
Anywhere that like requires heels or
they're like,
it's a little
you just
odd.
Feel inferior.
Yeah.
But you're
for
not.
For like a second and then I'm like, okay, whatever, it's fine.
Oh yeah, no, we don't. It's we're not done in a second.
No, in fact, so as he's changing the battery in my car,
wait, he changed the battery.
It's a service they provide.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God, T. Heck.
What?
That's okay.
I was gonna be late.
It's not hard to change a battery.
It looked pretty tricky.
You let them change your battery.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the judgment.
I went to an auto place as well. I only needed new windshield wipers, and so I bought them. And I was like, you know, just out of curiosity, if it's the wrong size, can I return them? And he was like, yeah. Do you want me to like measure them and put them on? And I was like, no, don't worry, I got it. Took them home, did it. They were right. I was like, all right, we're good to go.
You did it yourself.
Yeah,
Aaron, up here.
Thank you.
It
wasn't a battery, though.
Let's put our heels on and go to Agfinity.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
So times are stressful. There's a lot of things going on in the world and in life. And I was reading a thing, like Ranker was talking about when you're just overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just should go. There's movies that are just your
go-to feel-good movie.
Like
absolutely.
There's comfort food. You go have some like mashed potatoes and like...
I want pho. That's my comfort food.
That's your comfort food?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Meat water?
Yeah.
No. And TX is a burger.
Yeah, some fried.
Yeah. It's like, But like there's comfort movie. There's just like when life is overwhelming, you know you can sit down and watch... Like, would you watch an action movie?
No.
Can an action movie?
Because
I was going to say you, just from your sheer immature standpoint, Aaron, it's probably one of the Fast and the Furious movies.
I've never seen a single one of those.
Shut up.
No, why would I need to? It's the same thing over and over.
I know, but it seems like you'd be lusting over Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
They're not all the same. Some of them, they're too fast.
Yeah, right. Sometimes they're drifting. Sometimes they're jumping off of buildings into helicopters. Rawr! Jumping a car off a building into a helicopter.
I caught it. I thought he did at first.
What?
Sometimes they're too fast.
No,
too
I got it.
And then,
I got it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you just
That's why I said sometimes they're drifting.
Yeah.
Because that's
Tokyo
Drift.
Well, and then you kept going. So I was like, oh, maybe he did miss it.
Of course I got. Oh, my
God. It wasn't that good of a joke. Yeah, I'm sure you all got it.
Just, you know what? It was like too fast.
You can't make the same joke. Again.
I did stop after the third one. I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get what this is about.
It looks too furious. Can I do that? Is that all right? Because I said a different two words.
Aaron is becoming too furious.
Here's the thing. The reason I want everyone to call in and like say their comfort movie and like convince us. But like T-Hack started to share, and if you don't mind, T-Hack, I hate putting you on the spot. You share.
No, you don't.
Well, this is an actual, this one actually paints you in a very good light, so I don't like it.
Okay.
But you shared your comfort movie, and we share it. It's a movie that we both love dearly.
Yes,
and I want everyone to understand, you're going to, at the end of this, your feelings towards me will probably not change because you already hate me and it doesn't matter. You will love T-Hack even more when you hear about this, but prepare, no matter how you feel about Aaron, to begin to despise this woman for the terrible human that she is. Your movie, T-Hack?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It is a Wonderful Life.
Yes, it's one of the greatest movies of all time. We watched it growing up every day, every year on Thanksgiving. We'd eat our meal and then put the movie on while we got all the Christmas decorations out. And then also, so we're decorating
for Christmas.
That's a really
cute tradition.
That makes me want to hug you so hard.
Zuzu's Petals!
Zuzu's Petals! Oh, as like, to George Bailey.
The richest man in town. Oh, it gives me goosebumps. I cry
an old
every
man,
time.
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Potter.
Oh,
Potter.
All right. So that is
Merry
one.
Merry Christmas, you old building and loan.
This is so dumb.
It's a Wonderful Life is a movie for a night like tonight, a week like this week, mm-hmm. a month like this month, when the stresses of life are getting you. You watch a man, like, at the end of his rope, dig out and realize what the true values of life are.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron thinks...
I hate that movie so much.
Oh, my God!
I don't think it's good.
What part?
All of it.
It's Jimmy Stewart. It's Jimmy Stewart.
Wish I had $1 million. Hot dog! I could do all of it. I love it so much.
I've maybe only seen it twice, but each time, strong dislike.
It's long. I'll give her that. It's very long.
It's not long. It's not long when you're in love with it. It's not long when you're hanging decorations on your tree with your family who you love.
Which is, that was my experience.
She's gone four times what we're talking about.
I literally don't understand.
To not have...
What is happening?
Uh-oh. You've really made him mad now.
The sound effects machine started playing a compressor right there.
Oh.
I'm just going to say, I think it's the saddest thing in the world. Text into 51059 if you suddenly don't like Aaron.
Or if you agree with me and that it's an overrated movie.
You didn't say it was overrated. You said it's trash.
I said
trash.
It's dumb and trash.
Okay. I want to know everyone listening, and including Aaron, you'll get to say your comfort film
thank
as well.
You.
We want to know, what movie do you watch when you need to feel good? 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
I do have a couple that are not on this list. First one, Lizzie McGuire
Trash.
Movie. Oh, no, it's not.
First off, I haven't seen it.
Sing to me, Paolo. So good.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hillary Duff. Yeah. I'm in. Yeah.
That's really, like, that's on your list, but that's just because you're...
Hillary, yep, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Any last name, I'll be in.
Clinton.
Well, you said.
I don't think she's an actress. To be fair.
Twank? And then any old, like, Amanda Bynes
Trash.
Movie. Like, She's the Man.
Stupid. I
what a Girl
stupid.
Wants.
Oh, my God. You are my sister. Both of my sisters.
They're so good.
She's the Man is my sister's favorite
so
movie.
So that's what you would watch if you're stressed.
Yeah.
You'd put
on
She's the Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
So he got his start.
Isn't there one with her and Malcolm in the Middle dude in it or something?
That's a agent something.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a
Agent Cody Banks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've seen that too. It's good.
Are you a 14-year-old girl?
I grew up with them. Yes, I have two sisters.
I don't know what mine is, but I think mine is probably a kids movie.
You think so? Why isn't yours the marriage one?
Marriage is what brings us together today. Princess Bride, I mostly want to watch that when I'm already in a good mood.
Oh,
because
then
I'm just like, it's like puts you over the top.
Okay.
But like if I'm trying to drag out of something.
Mm-hmm. Count of Monte Cristo, don't you? That's a great movie.
It's such a long movie, but I do love that movie. I love movies where at the end you're just like, yes.
Yeah. We just watched one.
Let's go.
I just watched one that's like that. I don't know if you'll agree, but Lion King. Just the original Lion King is so good. And it's that at the end. The King. Has returned.
You're gonna hate me, but I didn't watch that movie for the first time until like 3 years ago.
Like the original animated
one.
I've
never seen Lion King.
That's the only one I watch, and it makes me cry every time.
Oh, yeah.
We're watching It's a Wonderful Life.
And I'll hate it, but I'll watch it.
And then I'll cheer when Mufasa gets killed. All right.
Why was that necessary?
I don't know. If there's a movie...
Okay, we can watch It's a Wonderful Life, but you are watching the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Deal.
Yeah.
Can I be hammered?
Yeah.
All right. If there's a movie that brings you...
sounds great.
We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in some weird movie mode because we just want everyone to be in a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop.
Yeah, I don't know why I upward inflected there. Just be in a better mood. And Tiak and I agree that the movie that would get you there is It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm, it is. It helps then, you refocus on what's important in life.
But then you
yeah,
also...
Yeah, but Sing to Me, Paolo also helps you focus on what you
weird,
want in life.
Tiak. You can't be on team It's a Wonderful Life and be on 14-year-old girl team.
Well, Lizzie McGuire movie's a good movie, too. I mean, I'm calling balls and strikes.
It's about the importance of friendship.
Oh my God. All right, so what are we calling this, comfort movie or feel-good movie? Steve.
Yai.
Yai. What's your cheer me up,
The
feel
Sandlot.
Good. Ooh.
Mm, that's a good one.
You're killing me, Smalls. That's a good one.
It was signed by some girl.
It just reminds me of like when life was simple and there's no worries.
So is that... It, like,
have you seen it?
Much like, what was the other movie I just said that I just, much like Lion King, I just saw it recently. I have said my whole life, you're killing me, Smalls, not knowing what it was from.
Well, you're an L7 weenie.
Okay, I've never said that. But like...
Thank you, Steve.
It's not that good of a movie, though.
It's so good.
I wonder if it holds up. If it came out today, if it'd be the same. But it is good. When he thinks Babe Ruth is a girl, he doesn't know. He's got...
So that's, okay, that's what makes it good?
It's wholesome, right?
I told you I had a friend who was like, we have to watch Angels in the Outfield, and we like went through YouTube channels, we went through, like, did everything in the world to try to get it, and I finally, like, we watched it in clips or whatever, and it's like, what? It's not...
It's good.
No, it's...
My mom has a DVD. She's told me that you can borrow it before, so...
All right.
Maybe it's a definition thing. Maybe you just need a HD version.
Shannon.
Yay.
Yay. What's your feel good thing
How's
to watch?
Going?
Good.
So no matter if I'm stressy or a little depressy, I would say I count it as a movie because it's about almost 2 hours long, but the Chris Farley skits on SNL, specifically the DVD set. But Down by the River, dude, that
Down by the River's funny.
And the Lunch Lady.
Swayze.
Oh yeah. The Chippendales.
Yes.
Lunch Lady.
Yep. I had a copy. Of that.
You did?
Yeah, Will Ferrell. I had all of them.
You did?
Chris Farley, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's a DVD set. I'll get my mom on the phone.
Okay.
She still got them.
If I need one more DVD from your mom, Tia.
Yay.
What's your feel-good watch?
It's Twilight for me.
Yeah, really, this is the skin of a killer, Bella.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for sure.
You are a 14-year-old girl, Erin.
Yes.
You didn't grow out of this?
I grew up with it.
You don't grow up out of Twilight.
My daughter did.
Oh, she'll come back.
No, I don't think she's coming back.
That I came back.
She's not coming back. She went Supernatural.
Back full send.
She'd rather... No, she won't. I don't think she's coming back. You can't get her back.
It's so stupid and campy that it makes you feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it doesn't. Okay. I feel really uncomfortable with this.
You gotta read the books to know.
Okay. I did.
Wait,
I bought her the books,
too. Whose side are you on? Whose team?
Yeah, are you a Colin?
On Alice's team. I'm team Alice all the way.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Alice is one of the sisters. Team Charlie.
Okay, I'm out.
They're like voting for the Green Party or something.
What are we? Okay. What? What? Taylor or
Jacob or Edward?
Jacob. Okay.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yay.
Yay. What's your feel good watch?
I'd have to say Meet the Robinsons.
Take it back.
Does it have a big head?
Are you talking
arms?
About the stupid animated one?
It's so good.
Oh my God.
It's all about family, picking yourself up after you failed, moving forward. Come on. Mm-hmm. How can you hate it?
Because the animation is trash.
No, it's not.
I'll give you that. As I've grown older, I have grown to appreciate the animation a little bit less, but the message is still the same.
No, it's true. Oh my God, it's so stupid.
I love it.
And maybe you just need an HD version.
If you... Does your mom have a DVD?
Master, come on.
All right, thank you, Alex. Everyone, I want people to come to my house and watch DVDs that TX mom is going to fly in. Where's she coming from this time? She in Pennsylvania?
No, she's in Iowa.
She's in Iowa, okay.
Yes.
Deb.
Deb, yeah.
Yeah. What's your feel-good watch?
Lake House with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves. I mean, it's got everything. It's got the romance, but it's got great music. It has beautiful scenery.
I've never heard of this movie.
2006 Lake romance House? Fantasy. Yeah, it's got Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my gosh. It's like the best chick movie ever. It's great.
Add it to my list.
You got to see it.
Okay.
Lake House.
When I think of Lake and Sandra Bullock, I think of The Proposal.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that movie's so good.
Oh, that's a good movie. Yeah. But Lake House is my fave. Yeah, all right. That's my go-to.
Thank you for the call. I'm not getting anything to watch tonight. So far, nobody said anything.
You're just not happy.
Well, I'm not unhappy. Okay. Huh? Ryan?
How we doing?
How we doing?
What's your feel-good watch?
Oh, it's got to be The Lord of the Rings, the first one, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Mm. All right, then. Keep your secrets.
What? Are you doing lines?
Yes.
It's a wholesome, noble journey. It's an adventure. Nothing bad happens in that one. You know, the hobbits are happy.
There's still some bad. There's still some bad. Doesn't he suspect Boromir or somebody is like... But... It's also, I want to feel good, but I don't want to feel good for three and a half
extended edition
hours.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Things are going to get awkward.
Mm.
There is 7 common traits of men who women are wildly attracted to.
Okay.
According to science, psychologists and scientists and people in lab coats, whatnot. I have those 7 traits right here on a piece of paper.
That was so aggressive.
I'm now going to read those traits.
Okay.
And Aaron is going to decide which one of the men in the room most exemplifies each of the traits.
All right.
You can text along.
So you and who? Who are we? Oh, me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So like number one, he's true to his word. Mm. So if you wanted to sound off right now between TAC and myself, who's truer to their word, you could type it 51059, type the word followed by slacker, right? Then we know that I'm the one who's more true to my word. Unless you want it to be hack, then type in slacker and write slacker.
I don't know.
By the end of this rainbow, one of us is going to be more attractive. And not just more attractive, wildly.
Yeah.
Wildly. So.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, okay. Who is more true to their word?
I actually think you guys are tied on this. You guys are both very, very true to your words.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
Research has said, you know, that trust is vital to a relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I would agree. You're true to your word. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, my word is usually...
You're true to them.
My words are vile, but I stay true to them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So there's a dead heat right now.
Yeah.
Mm. You're saying if the competition ended now, Tiak and I would be equal amounts of wildly attractive.
Correct.
Yeah, I feel
it. Are you going to ride this line the whole way?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. He's loyal.
Mm.
Between Tiak and myself being the most wildly attractive human on Earth, which one of us is more loyal?
This is in regards to like infidelity, right?
It says infidelity is the deal breaker of deal breakers, and that once a cheater is always a cheater thing.
Because I would again say both of you are very loyal
to each other.
No, especially you know what?
To each other.
You know what? I don't think you've ever cheated, have you?
He has once in high school.
Yeah, one time in high school.
You like kissed somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All those sleepless nights and you're just going to go,
You can have this one. Because I've definitely lived a not so glamorous life.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I mean, yeah. I cheated. And then once I got cheated on, then it's like, oh my God, that's awful. Don't ever do that again. Because you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like it doesn't feel like consequences matter if you're getting by with it, and then once it happens to you, you're like, oh my God.
I've only had it happen to me. I've never done it.
Really?
Because I refuse to.
You're just more direct, and you just rather break up and then sleep with that other person. It's like, I really want to sleep with this guy, so we're done. And then
it wouldn't be that quick, but yeah.
Suddenly Aaron in the running for least wildly attractive in the room. So you're ahead by one right now.
Okay.
He wants the real thing. It's important to be friends before a relationship, according to a study that was done a few years ago. Mm. Who wants the real thing? Oh my God, he's going to smoke me.
I think it's T-Hack. But that's just because you got out of a relationship. I don't know. I don't think you want the real thing right now, and that's totally okay.
I want a thing.
Not the real thing.
Yeah. If it's the real thing, I just like a thing. I like a thing.
Yeah.
It's like. Mm-hmm. So it's two.
2-1. 2-1. Wildly
it's
attractive.
It's actually 3-1. No.
2-1?
No, 3-2. No, 3-1.
Three, because we tied on the first.
Yeah,
okay.
So we each have a point for that, and you have two extra ones.
Okay.
So it's 3-1.
3-1. Oof.
3-1.
I'm feeling hotter.
We are out of time. We cannot get through the rest of the... I didn't read through it.
It's okay.
He's emotionally mature. Women are no longer willing to teach a guy how to treat a woman.
Mm.
Who is more wildly attractive?
More so T-Hack.
Mm. Thank you.
So you don't think I'm emotionally mature?
That opinion is valued and respected, Aaron. Thank you.
Oh! Text in at 510-59 if I've won any of these points. Number 5. Out of 7 things that make a man wildly attractive, he's generous.
Both of you guys.
I might go slacker.
Yeah?
I might go slacker.
You're only doing that because I gave you one.
But I'm generous. I'm a Midwestern.
Oh my
God,
I know exactly what he's doing.
He's trying to be generous.
He's being generous on this point.
No,
yes, exactly.
I'm trying to be honest.
You're doing the bicycle. You're doing the cut the baby in half thing.
What?
The biblical thing.
What is it?
It happened in Seinfeld with a bicycle, but it's like, where it's like, this is my baby. No, it's my baby. All right, I've decreed we cut the baby in half. And the one person's like, all right, yeah, do it. And the other one's like, oh my God, no, I'd rather they have it than whatever. And it's like, oh my God, that baby's actually yours. I don't know if it was a baby in the Bible. I don't know what it was. But it was like, the rightful person is the one who's willing to give it away, right? Mm. And that's what you're doing right now. You're like, I'm not doing anything. I'm some weird, grandiose, biblical gesture.
I'm trying to be honest. I have a hoarder in me. This is something I'm working on. So I would give it to you.
So then I have 2 and you have 5.
I don't know.
No, you have 4. It's 2-4.
I'm way ahead. We can agree on that.
I think it's 2-4.
Okay.
It's 2-4. He's supportive.
Mm.
Traits that make a man wildly attractive. TX up 4-2. I can come into a tie is the best hope that I have. He's supportive.
Again, both of you guys. Like, I'm 100% being serious. When people ask me about you guys outside of here, I tell them, like, I would not be here without either of them.
Mm. Wow. Now
I support that.
Hey. All right.
Last one. Mm-hmm. What makes men wildly attractive? He has a good head on his shoulders.
Mm.
It's like different types of intelligence, common sense. Doesn't have to be perfect, but he can't be an alcoholic in denial.
Why is that line in there?
I don't know.
That's very specific.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who is going home to watch election coverage? Come on! Let's go!
USA! 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 USA!
I'm actually going to like an election party. I'm kind of excited.
Face. I am being facetious.
Oh.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What?
We want to be out in the community. I don't know.
What kind of, like, at somebody's house to watch it? Or okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know how much I hate things like that?
And we're probably going to drink. Is that better?
You know how much I love things like
that? USA! USA! USA!
Okay. We don't talk about politics on this show, but we're going to talk about the politics of tonight.
Yes.
Like, I mean, okay. So, like, the Oscars, I stopped watching that how long ago?
It's been a while.
I remember I was really excited to watch it when I was like 10, maybe. And then I got in trouble. And then my parents were like, you can't watch the Oscars tonight. And I was really sad. And then I never watched it again.
Because you're like, oh, I didn't miss anything.
So the Oscars really, because you have some beef with my parents. They got me off of the track.
Right?
Like, I was loyal. And then.
There's something about organized things like that, that just everybody's kind of glued to the TV. I just don't. Like the Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys.
Those were more important when you had, like, that was the only thing we had that told us whether or not it was a good movie or a good album or whatever. But now we have Rotten Tomatoes and just like random other things. I can just Google if people thought it was a good movie. I don't need to watch.
But so often the movie that wins, I am not making
it. It's like a small indie,
or just
random
something that's so
French,
snooty.
Yeah.
Where it's like the critics are like, this is a brilliant piece of filmmaking, and everyone just wants to see superheroes effing people up.
Yeah, where's the nudity?
Yes, nude superheroes effing people up.
Yeah,
USA, USA.
All right, so.
I love chanting that. That's really fun.
It's in honor of Aaron's party.
Yes.
We found an election night drinking game. This might actually get me to turn the TV on tonight.
This is going to get me blackout. USA!
Are you going to, like, okay, this gets weird, but are you going to, like, a party where there's mingling of potential mates, or is it all girls, or is, like,
no,
what?
There could be mingling. It's just a group of friends, though, that are just...
Okay.
But it's boys and girls, dogs and cats living together.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you wear to an election party?
Am I going to wear this?
No.
Do you have to wear a suit
or something? You know, the weird hats that are like flat with the thing and the red, white, and blue, like that, ran out my baby, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Music man kind of style.
Yes, those kind of hats.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we get those on short notice?
I don't know.
Is there an election party headquarters?
Are Spirit Halloween still open?
They might be.
Spirit election. Every 4 years, they take over.
All right, so would you like to go through the things?
Yes.
Do we have any booze in here? Can we play along right now? We've got a lot. I'm going to start here.
Okay.
The very first one of us is taking a drink. I guarantee it. The very first thing is, if you're watching tonight without an I voted sticker, take one drink. I don't have to drink. Do you have to drink, Aaron?
I do have to drink. I voted. I just don't have... I'm not wearing the sticker.
Yeah, but I think that's what's implied. You can have my other...
Yeah, you don't always get the sticker, though.
I got the sticker. Yeah.
What if you mail in?
No, it comes with it in the ballot.
He just proved he didn't get his ballot out.
Yeah, then I got mine. Wow.
When you open the ballot, it's on the instruction page. Yeah. The I voted sticker.
So you can wear it even if you didn't vote? So that means nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, at least you would know that it was in there if you had gotten your ballot out. There's still time. I know.
I'll handle it.
Is there time?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know what time the polls close.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
Can I say something?
I sent mine last week.
I voted this morning.
Yeah.
And two news channels, like you guys know where I live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't live in Denver. I don't live in the cultural mecca. I basically live by Brighton. And the Adams County DMV had Fox 31 and 9 News filming the ballot box.
Hmm.
Mm. Can they film the ballot? I thought there's...
They're just filming us dropping them in there. I just saw a thing on 9 News a second ago. They showed Adams County and they showed cars driving by. I'm like, I want to, like, if it comes back on, I'm just going to end this so I can see if I drive by. I want everyone to know that it might be me driving by, dropping off my ballot.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway, if you didn't vote, you take one drink. If Kentucky is the first state called for one of the candidates, take a sip of bourbon.
That's cute.
I don't know why they say that. Is it usually early?
I don't know. It's just Kentucky bourbon. So
well,
you,
I get
in honor
that,
of
but
Kentucky?
Why would they? Why would they specify
Kentucky?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a game. I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, when you tip the dealer on a blackjack or something, and you're like,
Hold on. This is it. There's your dang it. Sorry. That's me, that's my car!
That's a Tesla!
That's my car! I swear! I feel this opportunity! USA!
USA!
Alright, we have the rest of the game here. If you hear the phrase, too close to call, take a
drink.
Early
voting is over in Kentucky, so that's why.
Oh, so they probably already have the answer.
Yeah.
They're just waiting. Because is that what they do? Do they like,
I don't
are
know.
They afraid to release the results? Because they're like,
probably.
Because if they release New York before California is closed, then wouldn't you, like Californians go like, oh man, it's a landslide. Why would we even try? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I guess, yeah, if you're like paying that close attention.
You have to wait until everything is submitted before you release your answer.
Yeah, I don't think they even let anybody report until the last poll is closed. Because it's just, you know, it's like, since we're doing bad analogies, but it's like, you're a football team and you're like, the other team already has a bunch. No, it doesn't work. You know what I'm saying, though? It's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
If they showed that all the guys were in the tank for one of the two candidates and you're like in California going, well, I was going to vote for the other guy. It's like, what? Just, why would I go? Right?
I get it. Anytime you hear the phrase, too close to call, take a drink.
Yeah. Do you understand ham you're going to be?
That's what I mean, blackout.
Anytime a state is called for a candidate, name that state's capital or sip the... what?
Oh, no!
Sip the number of electoral votes from that state.
I can't do the capitals. I used to be able to in like second grade, but...
Yeah, I don't think I could.
I guarantee you I can do every single one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Oh.
I hate you.
It is. Boo. It's the USA. Boo. Okay, there are so many more things you drink too, and we'll get to the rest of the list next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing this drinking game.
Woo-hoo.
So we're...
USA! USA! USA!
It's a drinking game for while you're watching election coverage. Check our socials. Erin will tell you where her party is tonight. How many people are going to be in an election party? Is it going to be like 20 people?
I have no idea.
How many delegates?
Here are the reasons to drink. If you don't have an I voted sticker, drink. If Kentucky's the first state, you got to take a sip of bourbon, not even a whole shot. That's not bad. So far, you're not getting all that hammered. When they call a state, you have to name the state's capital or sip the number of electoral votes from the state.
Mm-hmm.
For example, California has a massive amount of electoral votes. It's like, it's not in the hundreds, but I bet it's the second biggest state, I think, right? It's just huge. What's the capital of California, Erin?
Sacramento.
54.
What's the capital of California, Erin? Are you Googling?
No, I honestly don't know.
Take a guess.
Is it Sacramento?
It is, but nobody knows that.
Yeah.
You would be drinking 54 sips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Easy peasy.
No, everyone thinks it's LA. Everyone. You just do.
There's a lot that are like that. The big city
is. Is Des Moines the capital of Iowa?
It is, yeah.
Okay, because I thought Iowa was one of those states where it's like out of nowhere. It's like Pella, and you're like, what?
No, it's Des Moines. That's.
But what's
that's
another one that it got. Is weird?
New York is Albany.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Are you serious? It's not New York City. The capital of New York is not New York.
It's Albany. Albany, New York is the capital.
I would definitely be drinking for that.
Yeah.
Next, any mention of voter fraud, pretend to take a drink.
I love that. It's so witty and clever.
Psych them out. Fraudulent. You know? USA! USA!
Do you think people are playing along with us right now, or are they irritated with us?
Probably both.
Now, this is tough. Any mention of your current congressperson, senator, governor by name, take one drink.
We got J-Bone?
That's exactly what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. J-Bone, is it like...
Is he a mayor? I don't know. What is he?
Oh, I think he's the governor.
He's the governor? Yeah.
Who's our mayor? Is it that Mike dude?
Yes. Mike.
That's the Denver mayor.
That's the Denver
mayor.
Shout
out to Steve Douglas, mayor of Commerce City. What? U.S.
But congressperson, senator, gonna need.
Can you name any? Can, gonna need I mean, to honestly? Google.
Was Diana DeGette one?
I don't know. This is, you're listening to the most informed political show.
Yeah. We're drinking. But we don't know.
So you have to take a drink if you hear them mention my name. But I like.
Oh my gosh, we're idiots.
Is the one who's in all the ads one of them?
Oh, I don't know. Bobert. We all know her.
Oh, Bobert, yeah.
We all know her.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was right. Diana DeGette is one.
Okay.
Is one. I like that. Nobody knows anything.
But is she up for election tonight? Oh my God. We're trying so
it,
hard.
It wasn't specific with if it was anyone up for election.
You know,
it just said.
They're doing their job. You know? Whatever they do.
We're allowed to vote.
There really should be a bit of a cognitive test. Like when you're filling the bubbles out, you should have to answer like 3 multiple choice questions.
I do feel really bad when like people are coming here trying to get
citizenship.
I could not pass that.
My ex-wife had to pass it.
Yeah.
And when she was studying for the test, like when we first sat down, it was like, how many members of Congress are there? And I'm like, why would I know that?
At least 8. What?
I mean, the Senate, you should know though.
Is it 100? 2 per state?
100, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only easy one. The other one's like 400 and something, I think. Okay. If Trump mispronounces Kamala's name, take a drink. By the way, it's Kamala. I'm not endorsing one candidate over the other, but this girl has been in politics a long time. This woman, dude, say punctuation. What's that?
Comma.
Comma. Say la.
Yeah.
La.
Okay, that's your name. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people on this radio station don't say it right?
Yeah.
If Kamala laughs for longer than 2 seconds, take a drink. Those two things alone
will get us faced.
All right. Aaron, what time did you start drinking? Early voting is in. Anytime you catch yourself also reading the same news from your phone as what's being discussed on TV.
Ooh. Okay.
Take a drink.
That's tough.
If your home state is mentioned, does Colorado matter?
I don't know.
Are we a swing state this year? I don't know.
In our hearts, it'll always matter.
It does matter. All right. Well, we're done. No more curse words. You have the drinking rule game thing.
Good luck.
We're going to end with one of these. Join me on 3. 1, 2, 3.
USA! USA! USA!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a woman who was mad at her boyfriend, so she attacked him with the most unusual thing you can attack another person with.
All right, I don't see how this is going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. I've got a story about how treating yourself can go wrong.
Oh, no.
All right.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A deer in Missouri.
Missouri.
Is that what they do?
Missouri.
Oh, yeah, we down there in Missouri.
Yeah, in Missouri.
You just keep going. Oh, that's right. Kansas City is also Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Am I going too far? Am I down a little closer to
here in the south?
Yeah.
Just
where
Missouri.
Am I at? Where am I? How do I get a little bit of it out of there?
Go a little north.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, Patrick Mahomes is from Missouri. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, tell me more of your story. I want
Perfect,
to hear the
thank
whole
you.
Story about
A deer in Missouri decided that they wanted to get their hooves done, kind of.
Their hooves done?
What?
It ran through a salon and just caused chaos. Ran through. Everyone was screaming.
You're confirming T-Hack's deer bias right
yes.
now,
uh-huh.
which is no good for any of us.
No deer allowed. You get your hooves done. What do you got? The deer prom coming up? Get out of here.
Anyways, the police were called.
Oh, wow.
There's a video of the police officers like releasing him back into the wild.
Oh, nice.
When the deer left, he felt like $1 million. For real, though, the worst part is he only tipped a buck.
I don't know if you can go.
The buck twice.
The buck, you can't do it
I'm
twice.
I'm sorry. Oh, dear.
Did you really throw an oh deer in on the end? And you expect me to go on with my story?
Deer need to be banned everywhere.
Thank you.
Not allowed anywhere.
My story also not from Florida. Mm-hmm. It's from Connecticut.
I'm confused.
What? Connecticut.
Is that what it says? Is it spelled wrong?
No, I don't like that extra C, because don't we all say Connecticut?
Yeah.
But there's a C in there.
Just like Arctica.
Yeah.
There's a C in there, too.
There is.
Arctica.
Yeah, see, that bugs. Connecticut.
Yeah, ban these extra C's.
Yes, thank you.
Put them wherever the deer are going.
I know where to do with the C's. You know what C's are for?
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie starts with C.
You had that ready.
I always have that ready. Are you kidding me?
It's my alarm.
You never wake up. Cookie morning. Moment's gonna happen. A woman in Connecticut got mad at her man, and so she decided to assault him with her Camaro.
Okay.
She was driving and rammed towards him. He then jumped on top of the Camaro, and she took off at a high rate of speed. The Camaro's in motion. The victim fell off the hood and remained. This story's gotten way less fun. He laid motionless.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what made him get up?
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie.
Somebody brought the man cookies.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie starts with C. Oh.
Those were all the
Oh boy.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.